AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio and Police Commissioner Bill Bratton are telling visitors tonight they should not be afraid of attending tomorrow's Thanksgiving parade.
People obviously are very, very comfortable being out. Commissioner Bratton's, in fact, predicting the biggest crowd we've ever had potentially tomorrow. And people are out here for a lot of reasons, but I know that people feel safe because of the work of the NYPD.
I'd also encourage people that as they come to this parade to enjoy, to really enjoy. It's a way of pushing back on some of the events that are going on around the world where there's efforts being made to intimidate. This country cannot, this city cannot be intimidated.
President Obama went on nationwide radio and television earlier in the evening to reassure Americans it is safe to travel and enjoy Thanksgiving.
The president says anxiety is understandable.
Watching the events in Paris made the threat feel closer to home.
But he tells reporters right now there's no specific credible threat to the homeland. So he says Americans should not be afraid to head for holiday events with friends and family. Still, he says it's worth being vigilant.
If you see something suspicious, say something. That's always helpful.
Obama says terrorism is a troubling reality of the age, but one that America's post-9/11 homeland security apparatus is equipped to prevent. Mark Smith at the White House.
The Obama administration is reminding governors and state officials that their states do not have legal authority to refuse to accept Syrian refugees. A letter was sent to them today by the Office of Refugee Resettlement. More than two dozen governors, mostly Republicans, have vowed to block efforts to resettle Syrian refugees in their states following the November 13th terrorist attacks in Paris. This is AP Radio News. A spokeswoman for Avista Utilities in Spokane, Washington, says it doesn't look like all of its customers will have electricity restored by Thanksgiving.
Our crews are working throughout the holiday around the clock until everyone has been returned to service.
But 5,000 folks will spend another day without power.
We have a wood stove in our house so we can keep one room warm. A lot of people are staying with family and friends or have moved into hotels. And there are some people in shelters where they can stay warm.
Still, AP correspondent Nick Geranios reports he and his neighbors are having a rough time.
Spokane is up near the Canadian border, and we have real winter here. And right now, there's snow on the ground and ice. Temperatures are in the 20s and 30s with the winds gusting to 30 miles an hour, so that equals wind chill factors in the single digits. So if you don't have any power at your house or any other source of heat, it's pretty cold in there.
I'm Ross Simpson.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.